And that's how we begin, I guess. I'm at La Cubana in booth 76, and I've been waiting for Carl for about 15, 20 minutes. And
Boo-hoo.
Oh, I don't care. And then I realized that you were in the bathroom the whole time. And then you came out, and the first words to me were not, "Hey, Ope, how's your summer going? Hey, man, how are you? I miss you." It's pizza and Viagra. And then what did you say after that?
And coffee.
And coffee. Let's do this. I missed you too, Carl.
How's the beach?
Well,
I'm still talking about your brother-in-law.
the legend is growing. People are still talking about my damn brother-in-law.
Oh my god.
And his huge striped bass. Officially 50 inches, but now people are like, actually, it's 48 because you measured it wrong.
You absolutely have the worst fans. I went on that deranged pod squad the other day.
It's a Facebook group dedicated to the podcast, but they don't talk about the podcast anymore.
No, I don't know what the fuck they talk about.
They're just like finding cool stuff from the internet and reposting it. I'm like, hey, we need the help. You're supposed to be talking about the podcast.
No, but they just talk to each other. Like, someone will post them, like, morning, Beverly. Morning, Frank. I'm like, what is going on? What kind of AA meeting is this? But I was on there the other day, and it's just like, they love you so much, they kill you.
Yeah. Like, it's like, why do you think I hang out at a beach where I see maybe five people a day?
Like, just browsing through that pod squad, I'm like, why is Opie even in the public eye? I would just move to Europe.
I'm getting close to talking my wife into moving to Hawaii.
Are you really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What island?
I want to disappear. I don't know. I don't know anything about Hawaii.
I do.
Yeah. Where should I go?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Or I want to get like a house on the top, no joke, on the top of a mountain so I could see them coming.
No, I would go to Hawaii because your fans can't afford to go there.
You might as well be on Mars.
I came into New York. I'm sweating. I'm wearing shoes. My apartment is loud with sirens and people and cars. I'm like,
and marble and all those gold bars vibrating everywhere.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of echoing because I'm in New York by myself for a day. But all I'm saying is that I hate the noise of New York. You know, when you spend the whole summer away from it, it's not fun when you come back.
Oh, man. New York is something. I'm in the middle of moving into my apartment in Queens.
Ooh.
I fucking hate Queens.
You said that Queens was going to be perfect for you.
I was lying.
What do you hate about Queens?
Queens.
Queens.
No.
Are you in Flushing?
I'm in Flushing. Let me tell you something. It's all Chinese.
Yeah.
You can buy a cigarette every 13 feet. Everybody smokes.
Beautiful.
And then if you go to the real Chinese restaurants, you can smoke in the restaurant.
Oh, really?
They have their own laws there. Like, it's literally, I'm like Kurt Russell. Big trouble in Little China.
You're going to have a good time.
I walk around, I'm tall as shit and Flushing.
Oh, you're like a rock star.
I'm literally like fucking Nikki Six.
I love it. And the Chinese, they love their smokes.
And you know what? And I'm starting to get used to their proximity problems. Like, they stare at you dead in the face. They touch your shit. The subway lets out. It's the running of the fucking Chinese bulls. I mean, they have so much shit with them. Like, these plastic bags full of I don't know what. Like, I got trampled by this, like, 2-foot lady with two box fans. Like,
that's everything they own.
Dude.
Chinese people don't trust anyone, so they just bring everything they own wherever they go.
And I was on Roosevelt Avenue, and I buried this Chinese lady.
Yeah.
Because I was on my phone doing a little tweet-a-nooch, right? So I'm tweeting, and I got my head down. And I lost my good glasses, so these are all scratched up, so they make me dizzy.
Yeah, these are the ones. I held up Carl's glasses, and it's like a newborn fawn.
Yeah, exactly.
It really can't get its legs straight.
So
you're tweeting, and you knock out a Chinese lady because you got scratchy eyeglasses.
Because I put my eyeglasses, you know, I hook them on my shirt, and I'm just tweeting. Somebody sent something to me that annoyed me. And
well, it is Twitter.
Yeah, fucking Twitter, man. So I'm walking, and all of a sudden, boom, and I nail this fucking lady. And she's on the ground, like out. And I'm like, wait a second. How the fuck did I knock her down like that? But it wasn't. She was squatting down, eating like a rice cake.
Why was she squatting?
Because they squat, like, on the side of the building.
No, I know they squat when they, like, take dumps. But I didn't realize they squat when they're just eating.
And I realized, because then I look up, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And yeah. She's saying something. I mean, she cursed me in China.
I'm sure.
I'm cursed.
I'm sure.
And I, like, a clump of my eyebrow fell off.
That's what she said. That's what she said. What are you doing there? Oh. Are you hiding?
No, I'm not hiding. It's just...
Yeah, but why would you pick Flushing where it's just all Chinese people?
Because I want to really get into that food. Honestly, that's what it was.
What, the Chinese food?
Chinese food. I really, and it's the Mecca. I mean, Jesus, bro. The dumplings are like... I was like, $9 for dumplings. I was like, this is expensive. They gave me all the dumplings in the world. It was like a giant tray of dumplings.
Are they as big as your head?
Oh, my God. They're so and they're nice. And then everybody's nice. I don't know what they're saying.
Right. Well, you know, my family's from Flushing and Astoria.
Oh.
And Flushing, it's now, like you said, Little China. And
it's Big China.
It's Big China. There's probably more Chinese people in Flushing than actually in China.
But you know what I love?
But you drive down 25A. That was the route we would take all the way to the city from Centerport, Long Island. Because, you know, my mom liked to take the scenic route.
Oh, no.
And over the years, you know, it started with just one cute little Chinese sign. Fast forward a good 20 years, and there's no English all the way up and down 25A.
No, it's unbelievable. But... it's really cool. The food's really good. Everything is bootleg. Like, you can get Fadidas sneakers there.
Fadidas.
You get Falbarrow lights.
Nice.
I mean, you...
Does everything start with an F-A?
Oh, they got a Farbucks.
Ah, Farbucks.
I go to Funkin' Fonuts. I mean, they bootleg everything.
Right.
Everything. Is like, you can't get the real thing of it. The only thing you can buy real there is jade. Like, if you want a jade necklace,
yeah,
that's where you go.
Jade is stupid, though.
It's weird, right?
It's weird.
It's not in my culture. I'm like, what's with the polished rock, bro?
Polished rocks suck.
Polished rocks are for the birds. I don't care if you carved an elephant into it. I fucking hate it.
So I walked into La Cabana, and Nico's like, you want an espresso?
Yeah.
When did you start firing up the espresso, man?
Once we paid our coffee bill, he was some machine.
I think the things are going okay here at La Cabana because Nico's behind the bar just holding court, making espressos for everybody. I walk in with a Starbucks, so I'm in a really bad mood, and he goes, why'd you buy that? And I go, because I didn't know you were making espresso at La Cabana.
That's a nice looking coffee there.
What, Nico? I'm telling the story wrong.
I only make them for people I like.
Ah. You offered me.
Yeah.
Like you.
Oh, because you like me. Oh, I see how. See how I have no self confidence.
Jesus Christ! Like, what's that? What I do?
Right. No self confidence.
Get off of Twitter, bro. It's beating you up too much.
So I tweet Carl. I'm like, Carl, like, I gotta go to fucking Starbucks. You saw how annoyed I was, right? You know, and it's the giant one on the corner that we have talked about. What is it called? It's
Starbucks Reserve.
Reserve. It's a superstore. So Carl goes, no, and even though it was no without exclamation points, I could tell you were so annoyed. And then I just texted back, right answer. But I was desperate for iced coffee, and I didn't know Nico was going to do the espresso today. So I walk in there, and immediately I was in a bad mood. Immediately.
That place has the worst energy.
They got everyone is fake friendly.
Yeah.
I hate fake friendly. It drives me insane.
Yeah, that's like Chick-fil-A. That's the only reason I can't go there. I know that people hate it, but I don't know what the fuck they do.
Yeah, they're not really into the gays.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Because I posted, I'm like, has anyone had Chick-fil-A? I didn't know that this was going on. So I posted on Twitter, has anyone had Chick-fil-A breakfast? Like, smiley face. And all of a sudden, those fucking, they hate people, bigot, racist. Like, I'm like, whoa, I just wanted to know about the biscuit, bro. Like,
it's a toss-up, though. It's tough. Their chicken is good. So you're like, do I support the gays or do I enjoy a really good chicken?
You know what? You know what's funny is in business, you get to see the reality of how small the impact is of the loudmouths on social media, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So.
Oh!
Jesus! Oh!
No! There goes my $10 Jesus. Cup of fucking.
How about my $5,000 banquette?
Fuck your coffee.
I tried.
Jesus, look, Nick, it's like the Goodfellas. Now, Nick, look, we're going to waste all the fucking towels on this.
I took most of it on my lap. Look, see?
I care
about you.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's these stupid new Starbucks cup. I thought they were getting away from plastic. There's more plastic now.
You have to have a straw. Why did you want to open it like a fucking paraplegic?
Sorry, Carl.
You're not going to drink any.
Why?
No, you're punished.
I'm shaking. I need my coffee. Jeez. Sorry, Nico.
Fuck
you. You all right?
Look. The paper straw's already trash.
The paper straw is already disintegrated. Thank God we're using paper straws as they got. Look, feel the plastic. It's even thicker plastic.
Yes, it's made out of straight Chinese baby bones.
And then they got a thick plastic lid.
Jesus.
I would help clean up, but I want to make sure the podcast sounds good.
So now you want an espresso?
Now I need an espresso. Sorry, Carl, for real, man.
Did you see Nico come out of nowhere? Like, yeah, he did. Restaurant Jason Bourne, just fucking.
You saved it, Nico.
Of course.
You saved the $5,000 boof.
Yeah, because you're just sitting with the pot with your dialysis machine. Oh, my God.
See, you don't know me, bro. Oh. I sat here so I could take the brunt of the iced coffee. Look, I knew if I moved, I was going to fuck up your booth.
So you figured out that Nico was going to come out of nowhere and we were going to get 30
I couldn't towels. Move. I had to take the Starbucks on my lap.
Hope you want a double espresso or just a regular?
I really need a double.
That's all he cares about.
It was my way of getting an espresso because I really do hate Starbucks. Jesus. And I told you I was in a bad mood with this shit.
You're like a child.
I need to go back to the beach because all this loud noise in New York is freaking me out. It's freaking me out.
Leave it alone, man. All these loud noises.
So anyway, I go into the Starbucks Reserve, the big corporate Starbucks on the corner here, right around the corner from La Cubana, and I walk in and they just attack you with their fake friendliness. I'm like, oh my God, where do I go for iced coffee? And then I'm behind a Chinese guy that doesn't speak English, and he's trying to tell the people that he needs some kind of pastry or something. And his order, and he didn't really order much, and it was $90.
Oh yeah, it's expensive there.
They're ripping off a guy that doesn't speak English and doesn't understand the money.
You lose. It's a lose-lose. The whole company's a fucking ripoff.
So then I go, and then I walk up to this guy who's dressed like he's an extra in a Western. I'm like, what are you wearing?
Like Juan Valdez. It's like ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. They're wearing like little bolero hats.
Yeah.
And these little like makeshift aprons with all these pockets.
So then I go, I'm ready to order. And he goes, no. First, what's your name?
Ugh.
And I'm like, why do you need to know my name? I just need an iced coffee. So now it's a thing.
So the other day, their head barista, the barista trainer guy, he comes to La Cubana, and the waiter comes up and says, the head barista for Starbucks is at table 16. I'm like, what?
And I care why.
And a guy just, I guess he was making a lot of noise about him being the head barista and being a trainer from fucking Handjob Seattle, where the fuck he's from.
Yeah.
So the end of the table, you know, the end of dinner service for him happens, and he comes, the waiter comes up to me and says, are we going to do anything for him? I go, tell him to get the fuck out of here. You charge him everything.
Beautiful.
Fucking head barista. That's not a real thing.
Of course that's not a real job.
You know? Like, if he told me the guy that fixes the espresso machine is here, like, that guy is something. But the head barista?
Yeah.
Why? Because you can make angel wings out of froth on the top of the coffee with cinnamon, you dope. Go back to GameStop where you started.
Have you seen the sexual ones yet?
Huh?
They make little penises and stuff.
No, that's cool.
Well, I'm sure not at Starbucks because, you know.
I bet you Flushing and Farbucks.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
They'll give you the, in Chinese letters, a treasure map.
So I walk in. I'm annoyed. I need my coffee. It's the fake friendliness by everyone. They're dressed like Western cowboys. And then the guy's like, what's your name? I'm like, you don't need to know my name. I just need an iced coffee. He goes, no, I need your name. I'm like, I'm not giving you. I'm not giving you my name. He goes, well, then I can't give you an iced coffee because we need a name on the order. And I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. And then I go, Greg. And he goes, do you mind if it's cold brew? I'm like, I don't care. I just need an iced coffee. Well, we do cold brew. All right, give me a cold brew. What size? It's a thing now.
Oh, it's awful.
It's a, so then I pay my whatever it was, like $9.
Yeah.
$9 for this shit?
Yeah.
And then he goes, wait over there. And then as I'm trying to leave, he gets a shot in. He goes, how dare you wear a Krispy Kreme hat in here?
What?
Oh, I forgot. He goes, do you need a pastry with your cold brew? I'm like, no, I don't eat pastries. I just want an iced coffee.
I'd hold one nostril down and send a fucking right. Cuban snot rocket right.
And then that was his parting shot. How dare you? And I go, relax, bro.
Relax.
Relax. I'm still getting your damn cold brew.
The coffee at Krispy Kreme is actually pretty good.
I would imagine it's better than Starbucks.
Everything's better than Starbucks.
Yeah. So then he goes, I wouldn't be caught dead eating a Krispy Kreme. I'm like, no one asked you.
No one asked and then he goes, 15 an hour, get the fuck out of here.
And I go, I'm just wearing the hat. I don't even actually, you know, eat donuts. You know, leave me alone. Where do I go for the iced coffee?
Why are you defending yourself against some barista?
Because it's a whole thing. And then I'm trying to go to the other side. And he goes, did you hear they're building a giant Krispy Kreme in Times Square?
Right.
And I go, why would I care?
Who is this fucking orphan that you were talking to?
They're trying to have like some weird relationship with you. Like quickly, it's like I just want my coffee. I want to get out of it. Get out of there.
I went to Chick-fil-A the other day. They opened one up by Henley's house. So I go to Chick-fil-A, and the guy looks at me and goes, "Have you tried our lemonade? It's delish." I look at him, I go, there's no fucking thing such as, there's no such fucking thing as bad lemonade, all right? Like, I've never had bad lemonade.
You can't fuck up lemonade.
You can't fuck up lemonade.
Oh, wait, let's get Nico back on the podcast. My espresso's here. Thank you, Nico.
It's a double espresso. Enjoy.
I really appreciate it.
You were shaking a little bit.
I'm jittery, and now this is going to make me even more jittery. Nico, there's still a lot of ice on the floor, by the way.
There's girls.
No, there's ice on the floor. I'll just use some of that.
There's fans of the podcast that come to the restaurant and say that Nico has a sexy voice.
I walked in and I go, Nico, they like you on the podcast. And he goes, oh.
That was
And then he's like, I got a couple stalkers that come in here.
They want to see his croissant.
Yeah, they do. Nico's a good-looking guy.
Oh, Nico, yeah.
You're the only guy that could pull off like a vest, too, man.
Because I lost weight.
You can pull off the three-piece vest look.
Nico's great. Nico's great because, all you know, Nico's married. And
if I wore that vest, by the way, one of those buttons would go flying across La Cubana.
If I wore that vest, someone asked me to park their car immediately. So Nico's great because what happens is Nico's off the market, right? So he just fucking stands there, and all the girls flood to him. And he literally doles them out to me and the other single manager. Like, all right, we got Carla, table six. We got one. It looks like she's got a bad eye. Yeah. Great charisma. I'm like, give that one to Fernando.
Give that one to Fernando. Oh, there's Fernando. Hey, Fernando!
And then, you know, we'll horse trade. And then...
I love you. He's paddling over there.
Oh, my God. So Nico directs the traffic. He's like the La Cubana air traffic controller.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the pattern's full. I go back into the kitchen. There's too much. Yesterday, who's there? Fernando, you were standing there right when that girl. So I'm having a drink with a girl at the bar. And another girl is staring at me, right? And she's right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at her, and then she goes, hello, Chef Carl. Hello, Chef Carl. And then Fernando goes, you know him? He goes, we made out once. And I'm with the other girl. The other girl's standing right there.
Wow.
It was awful and great at the same time.
Well, you're going to get cornered, man.
I got cornered yesterday. I got hit pretty good. I was in a kill box. There was nowhere for me to go.
One of your guys, who was at the bar with you when you were making the espressos?
Mario.
Yeah, because I walk in, I go, where's Carl? He's like, he's in the bathroom throwing up because he did too many Jello shots yesterday. And I go, oh, all right, I'll sit down in booth 76 and wait for him.
He goes, Mario really knows how to make something unfunny.
And then he goes,
she's throwing up having Jello shots. Boo!
And then he goes, and I walk away like, all right, I'll wait for him over there, whatever. And he goes, you believe that? I'm like, why wouldn't I believe that?
I'm a sucker. I just bought a $9 coffee. I'll believe anything.
Exactly. Oh, so the story's not done. So then I have to go to the other side and wait. There's nobody in that giant Starbucks, by the way. Nobody. I mean, there was maybe like 20 customers, but you know how big that damn place is.
Have they told you the numbers yet?
3,000 people a day.
3,000 people a day go.
Yeah.
But are they just going through there? Because there was one girl that was Instagramming her coffee. Her fucking coffee.
Well, for the price, you might as well.
Right, yeah. You might as well, right? But I would assume most people are going in there because it's a tourist trap just to get some Instagram pictures. Are they actually buying shit?
I don't know. I can't tell. But I went once just because I wanted to be there and take a look at how gigantic that place was. And it's beautiful, actually, you know, what they did. I love it.
Yeah.
But I just went there once, and I'll never again go because it's $6 coffee. And no thanks.
No thanks for the $6 coffee. It gives me the feeling of, do you watch Westworld on HBO?
I love it.
You love Westworld?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Next time you go into that Starbucks, tell me that's not a scene out of Westworld where you're convinced they're all just robots.
What's Westworld?
Westworld's on the bow.
Oh, I don't have
the HBO.
With Anthony Hopkins. It's awesome.
Cable. Thanks, Marie.
This is how much I love Westworld, by the way. I'm a whole season behind. But I love it. I love it.
Nothing you do is good. Everything you do has a little tinge of finger shit. You know, you get a little shit on your finger. Everything Obi does has this little whiff of shit.
Well, what are you going to do, man? I get caught up in things.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Going fishing.
So
the reason
why it has that Westworld feel, because it has that Western look, and they a lot of these people, if you start studying them, they look like robots. So for some reason, my iced coffee took 10 minutes, even though there was nobody online. But I guess they want you to make you wait for it, because then maybe it feels more special. Maybe Carl could explain that. I don't know. Nope. But I'm sitting there going, I just want my goddamn iced coffee. So then I decided to start looking at this girl, and all she's doing is stacking coffee cups. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So she has like, it's stacked like four high, and she completes the top, you know, stack. And I'm like, okay, now what is she gonna do? I watched her. She started taking the stack down so she could restack it to look busy. I'm like, this is creepy as all hell.
And that jerk off with the fake coffee roasting kiln. He's always like, he's on his phone texting. Like, you're not making coffee.
He's on a clipboard.
Yeah.
And then he gets like phone calls. Yeah. Like, oh, it's time. Okay. And then,
okay, let's make believe we're making coffee. Like, this is like Disney World coffee.
And then they move this giant bale of coffee beans on a conveyor belt, and everyone in the place goes,
belt is designed like, if you ever go to a real coffee roasting place, right? The conveyor belts are designed. If you look, they have a clip every couple inches. It's made to go like 15 miles an hour, and it's full of coffee bags. And then this place has the same conveyor belt with one lonely sack of coffee just going around and around. And here comes a new set of tourists, and they take a picture of that same fucking coffee bag. It drives me insane.
And then the guy on the clipboard with one of those like Raleigh Fingers
mustaches. Yeah, he was like, you know, he worked at a brewery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And his best friend's a brewmaster. Yeah. And he's an expert at like bitters.
I just dated myself with the Raleigh Fingers. What do they call that? The handlebar mustache?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm not done. So then the lady's stacking the cups, and then she was kind of done, and then she started taking the cups down to restack them to look like she was busy, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Then this guy with a major attitude, it's time for my iced coffee. I go, is that mine? He goes, yeah, wait a minute. I'm like, I already waited. I just want my iced coffee. You know what I had to wait for? They didn't have any little trays left to bring my iced coffee to me on a tiny little tray.
Oh, the tray's annoying.
Standardized service.
Yeah. Huh?
Standardized service. It's got to be the same way all the time, regardless of how long they're going to make the customer wait, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I left there just incredibly annoyed.
But you left there $9 light.
Yeah, I did. Well, and I didn't even get to drink it.
Yep. Well, we all got to fucking...
How long did you wait for your espresso now?
I waited no more than a minute. And is that a Christmas tree in there? Beautiful, Nico. Nice. You make designs on the top of your espresso? That's like a Christmas tree in August. I love it.
Me and Nico are going to open our own restaurant in Flushing called Fa Fupana.
Have you found bars to drink at in Flushing? Because it truly is very, very Asian.
It's all Asian, right? I mean, 100%.
They must have a lot of karaoke. You're great at karaoke.
I'm good at karaoke, but these guys are really, really good.
Yeah.
like Chinese people, they cry and everything during shit, and they got all the anime stuff.
Oh my god!
What?
This is awesome.
The coffee's good, right?
Yes. So.
The fuck did you make that stupid noise for? You're not drinking soup, Mr. Ramen. So I'm walking around. I'm walking around Flushing, and I'm looking. I'm like, this is going to be a fucking problem. I'm not going to sit and drink in my apartment. I'm not there yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this bar with two American flags, and it's called American Style Bar.
That's what it's called?
American Style Bar. And I walk in, and it's everybody that does construction. Everyone had concrete dust on their boots and shit. I said, perfect.
Beautiful.
It was good. I was happy. They were playing Motley Crue when I walked in. It's like the American Embassy in Flushing. And, yeah.
You think the Asians like Motley Crue?
I don't think so. But I'm really interested to start dating Asians. I'm going to make a conscious effort to get into the culture through the girls.
I can't wait for the stories.
I was getting a couple looks at the food court.
A couple looks at the food court?
At the Hong Ching Ching Pang food court. It's something, they say it over and over on the microphone.
Why did they have to say it over and over? They already have
to the Hong Ching Ching Pang food court.
Welcome to the Hong Ching
Pang. And this food court is dope.
What's like the craziest thing you could get there?
Well, they have everything. Like, there's a place that has duck tongues and old gizzards and, you know. And it's funny what's happening. So there's one part of Flushing is being taken over by Koreans. So, like, the Koreatown is starting to invade, and they don't like each other at all.
What is that about?
I can't tell the difference.
Right.
But they know. They fucking know. It's like Cubans and Puerto Ricans. Like, we look the same to you. But I'm like, that motherfucker sucks, and vice versa.
Wait, you know? Puerto Ricans and Cubans don't really get along in general?
In general, no.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we don't really talk about it, because we're all very stabby. So once it goes off, someone's going to the hospital.
Why is that funny? I think Carl just got hard. What the fuck?
But
wait, Koreans don't like the Chinese.
Yeah, it's like the Greeks don't like the Turks. You know, it's all these internal things that people don't know about. But you could tell there is beef. There is fucking beef going on in there. And I'm going to be in the middle of it. I can't wait.
Well, which side are you going to take?
I mean, just for pure population and conniviness, I'm going with the Chinese.
Good for you. Smart.
Yeah, dude. Like...
Well, if you know anything about North Korea and South Korea, you know, the people that are lucky enough to get to South Korea from North Korea, they're looked down upon because they're from North Korea. You would assume that the South Koreans would try to take care of the North Koreans that are able to get over the border, but that's not the case.
That's never the case.
Why, though?
Because people don't like other people.
Yeah, but they look exactly the same. Are you allowed to say that? Shit. No, I don't think I can get fired from my own podcast with no sponsors. I think we're good.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean. They you can't say they look like. I'm saying if you're South Korean and you see a North Korean, you kind of have a lot of similarities.
They don't look the same, though. Because, you know, I was reading.
Well, one is modernized.
No, but I was reading somewhere that because of their diet, North Koreans are smaller. Like, literally smaller.
Right.
Because they don't eat anything. They eat like rocks and shit. Like, it's bad up there.
Oh, they're starving to death.
Starving to death. They get like one pair of shoes, like, and that's it.
It's so sad. I did a crazy podcast with Des Bishop. He really opened up and stuff, and he was talking about being there when both his parents died.
Being in China?
No, being there when his parents actually died.
Did they leave him any money?
I don't know what that's about, but his money?
Yeah. That's all I care about.
That's it?
That's it. Everything else is kind of bullshit.
You're a fucking mess.
Everything else is kind of bullshit.
What about love?
I don't ever want to be in love. Ever. Even if I feel a little bit something, I'm running like the wind.
Really?
No way. You don't understand, like... New York City is probably the best place I could possibly be. And I'll tell you why. New York and San Francisco is very good for me. Number one, I stay away from tens, like models and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like normal girls. And the city is overflowing with normal girls. Because the hot girls, you know, they're everywhere. And the four guys that aren't gay in New York are going after these fucking girls. So they're busy. No. They take them to the Hamptons. They're on helicopters, boats. These fucking model girls, they're treated like royalty. And then on the sidelines, you have all these normal girls watching this, and they hate it, right? So then I treat them like models. I'm fucking busy, because the workforce in New York has completely changed. It's mostly female.
Really?
Like in office, like the girls that come here, they're all professionals. They got their own money. They got their own apartments. They just need you for like an hour or two. You know what I mean? Like they're like guys, and I'm 100% okay with that.
And they're okay with that? None of them are falling?
I've had a couple turn. They do. It's like a zombie movie where you hear the rustling in the other room, you open the door, like, shit, she turned into a zombie.
Yeah, shoot her.
So I've had a couple turn. I had one really turn real bad.
Recently?
Yeah. So me and Vic go to this bar, right? And we always go to the same bar.
Dorian's?
No. Dorian's is, it's down a block.
Oh, excuse me. So, you guys actually ventured out.
Vicky was exhausted that extra block.
He was so mad that he had to go an extra block.
He had to go an extra block. He stopped at Dunkin' for a little express and a breather.
I asked Vic to podcast today, and he's like, I got to clean up after the Cuban. Did you see the text messages he sent me?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You're like, okay, cool.
Well, because you guys are kind of going at it. All right, continue. But I got to find this text message from Vic.
So one day, me and Vic Henley are there, and there's a girl there that she's a waitress there, and it was an easy takedown, right? I didn't have to do a lot, you know what I mean? It was a Monday, Tuesday, it was just reindeer games, just, you know, did the basics, got it done, forgot about it. And then I show up there the next week with another girl, but the girl I show up with is fucking handsy as fuck. Right, so she's like, got me in a headlock, kissing me in the ear, fucking playing with my bald head, fucking putting my hat on, taking my hat off. She puts my hat on, puts it sideways, takes a picture. It's a fucking mess.
I can totally see.
You know what I'm talking about? And pinches me, takes a sip of my shot, laughs, gets me another beer. Asks for a soda. It's just she wouldn't fucking stop. I wanted to give her, like, go to the store and get her chips or something, just to keep her busy.
What kind of chips?
I don't know, like Cool Ranch or something.
How about a little salt and vinegar?
No, the young kids don't eat salt and vinegar. It's in their early 20s. So all of a sudden, the other one catches wind of what's going on. And it was like, fucking, she went nuts.
Yeah.
So she's like, she grabs Vic Henley and takes Vic Henley outside. Now, Vic Henley's fucking wasted. So it's angry Vic. And she doesn't know it's angry Vic. And she grabs him and takes him outside and just gives him a dressing down about me. I thought we had something. He's like, and Vic goes, honey, Carl's dating all of New York City.
Good. That's the Vic we love. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
He doesn't sugarcoat.
He don't give a shit.
He goes, you have to see my apartment. I have to tiptoe around it. There's people everywhere.
So he's not making it better.
And she sent me like this giant text while I have this girl's like a squirrel. She's like, ha, ha, laughing, changing the jukebox, dancing, fucking giving neck kisses. Oh, let me take a picture of your hat. Oh my God, is this your business card? Like, it was just like, it wouldn't fucking, I needed like a spray bottle and a newspaper, like when you have a bad cat. You know what I mean? She's a cutie, but it was fun. And yeah, so once in a while they do turn. But that's my own fault. When I date out of my age range, you got a problem. Like mid-30s is probably the worst.
Really?
Girls in their 30s is very, very dangerous.
Because they're starting to feel like they want to settle down at that age?
They settle down, or they just came out of a catastrophic relationship, and they want to start another catastrophic relationship.
They want to get right back in the game.
Right back in the game. They want to fold your clothes and fucking, you know, where's your checkbook? I'll send your checks out, and you know what I mean? Like your bills out, like they get into that instantly. Like sending you, like I know when I'm in a bad spot, when I, like, they send me like text reminders, honey, remember tomorrow dinner at 4 with our friends. Is, I'm like,
they're already making plans, yes, for you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's when fucking Carl disappears into thin air.
Thus, then, while you're in Flushing.
Oh, they're not finding me there.
It was time for you to flee again.
Those Chinese people ain't saying nothing.
Oh, no, they're going to keep to themselves.
They keep to themselves. There'll be girls. There's going to be white girls all over Flushing. Have you seen Carl Ruiz? And they're just going to stare. You know that awkward stare that they have? Where they look right through you like you're not even there?
Like, it looks like they're getting ready for a sneeze.
Yeah, I burnt down the Upper East Side. I got
to
go.
All right. Well, and I let's go back to Vic for a second. So I was trying to get him to podcast, right, with us. I was trying to get the gang together, me, you, and Sherrod. And I put out the word, and this is what I get from Vic. Working at the house all day. Cubans breaking loose shit. Sorry, buddy. Recovering. Keep your shoes off. So I wrote, Abu. He writes, I disappoint everyone in my life, just like you. What the fuck? That was taking shots at me. I still think you're gorgeous and funny. Really. And then I go, K. I just wrote K to that. And then he writes, if I could get this motherfucker out of my house, I'll sign up for 63 episodes. Not really, but still love and thank you dearly. And then you said you're not even living there, which is the truth. And then I'm trying to find where he said something about keeping you on a leash. I'm like, no one puts the Cuban on a leash.
Puts the Cuban on a leash. I'm a wild animal up there.
So anyway, so I did a podcast with Des Bishop, and he was there.
Do you have an inflatable mattress?
Yeah.
You do? Can I borrow it?
No.
Oh. Podcast is over.
Yeah, if I can find it, I'll give it to you.
Thank
yes.
you. Oh, this was the last night right here. Let's see how many stars I got from last night.
Oh, they're checking in from last night?
Yeah, this is last night.
My legs are still shaking.
Yeah, 5-star. Yelp.
Up top.
Up top.
Oh, and then she did
the
move.
Oh, they did it to me.
She
Fuck.
Did the move.
She did the move.
Can I read that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I left my watch in the bathroom. Can you hold on to it for me? That means she's got to come back.
No way. Watch this.
How do you handle that?
I'll bring it to the restaurant tomorrow.
That's not what you want to hear.
She's not going to like that.
She left it behind on purpose. We all know that. We know that.
I have a box full of watches and shit.
And spurs.
Hair stuff and watches and like a scarf. And
a cowboy spur.
This one girl, like, she was really bad at it. It's the middle of summer. She left one of her gloves, like a wool glove. I'm like, you just put that in your purse.
Oh, I remember those days.
So like, then I'll bring the watch, and then Fernando runs the best defense.
Fernando
sends me texts all night. He's like, table 2, big fans, come say hello, yeah, this and that. And he also runs defense. Don't come downstairs. Rome is burning.
Hide.
So I'll give Fernando the watch, and then...
And then Fernando in broken English says, Carlito, not working today.
Don't make believe he's never spoken English.
Right, that's what I mean.
He'll be like, hi, my name is Fernando.
Fernando.
And he'll take out like the maracas and just dance away from her.
Oh, Fernando liked that one. First laugh from that guy. So
no, I'll give Fernando the watch and also, oh boy.
Oh my God.
That's when they turn. See that?
Wait, how long have you known her?
35 hours.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I read that?
Yeah.
It says, thank you, babe, and now there's hearts. What are you doing? You're leading these girls on, you pig.
What are you talking? Why would you call me a pig?
Sorry.
What do you mean I'm a pig, you fucking virgin?
I meant that in a nice way.
How much bad shit have you done? I can imagine backing your fucking...
Well, I know a lot of these games, yes.
Now I got to figure out which watch it is.
But no, what I mean by that is you're probably leading them on a little bit, right?
How am I leading them on?
You're not like putting all the cards out there. You're not saying this is what it is, are you?
What exactly is going on?
Are you doing a little fake romancing?
I'm Latin, so just the way that I approach things is okay. Romantic.
I didn't mean to call you a pig.
Well, I didn't like that one bit.
I know you didn't. I can see it in your evil eyes. You got daggers coming out of those eyes.
Remember, I can fucking fight.
I know you were telling me how you throat punch people.
My grandfather taught me that. Ends everything.
When Weeze almost was in that fight in Rochester, Carl, with all the confidence in the world, like, Weeze was like arguing with these hipsters that, you know, want to make sure that a park stays a park and they don't put a big, what was it, like an auditorium or some kind of something like that, right? Some kind of
center thing.
Yeah. And it was getting heated. And, you know, Weeze could certainly take care of himself, but he's up there now. He's 70, 71. And I'm getting a little nervous. And Carl goes, I got this. He goes, if that guy makes one move, I'm going to throat punch him.
One throat punch changes everything, because someone gets hit in the throat. And all of a sudden, all the other friends are like, what happened? You hear like you start getting this reflex. Like, it starts almost like a spasm when you punch someone hard in the throat. So they start almost like to convulse and shit. So everyone else is like, who the fuck is this ninja? I'm getting the fuck out of here. It'd be funny. When you escalate violence, a lot of people won't engage. They won't.
I got choked out by Stevie Richards from the WWE many years ago in Boston.
Got choked out in Telemark.
Huh?
You got choked out by Gizmo.
Gizmo choked me out. That's true. But I was back.
What are you going to do about it, choke you?
Slams his glasses down and chokes me out.
Slams his little fucking lens crafter special readers.
Maybe that's why I called you what I called you, because I'm still mad at that.
You don't have to call me a pig. I'm not being a pig. Listen.
No, I didn't mean it.
Everybody,
like that.
I know. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was married for 11 years in a loveless relationship.
I'm not questioning anything you're doing.
You know, I didn't...
And I don't think anyone else should. How about that?
Well, there you go.
I'm getting mad now.
For what?
I have
nothing to be mad about.
No,
spilled your coffee.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad because I bet you some people are saying that shit. And you were... When I first met you, you were married, extremely loyal, dedicated...
Yeah.
Worked hard, came into the city to do the radio show, and rushed out immediately. And now, you know, knowing that you were in hell, but you gave it a go.
Yeah.
And then it fell apart. You got divorced, and now you're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted. My body. Because I have a reputation to uphold. I perform at an elite level. So.
Well, I said it on a past podcast. You're shortening your lifespan over a hashtag. Who does that?
Well, I front-loaded my life. Some people back-load their life. You know what I mean? I front-loaded it.
Nothing wrong with front-loading, I'm thinking.
No, man. Because at the end, listen, I don't want to be 70. That's boring.
Well, look at Weeze. He's a good 70.
But he's an anomaly.
He really is.
Like, the life that he's had. Would have killed five people.
Oh, 100%.
I honestly think five people would have died.
And he parties his ass off every day.
He looks at me with these sage eyes. Like, he knows I party, but he still looks at me like a youngin, like, kid, I've been through some shit. And the time that he was alive, partying was so much more acceptable. I have to party in the shadows. Because these millennials are like, what is that fucking dude doing? You know what I mean? Like,
millennials don't really drink, right?
They don't really do anything.
Why?
They're like...
I'm hearing they don't even like hamburgers anymore.
It's all true. The whole world's
is
over.
That really true?
Yeah.
Supposedly, I read some. Well, I didn't read the whole article, as we all know.
Half news, Opie.
I read the first paragraph. Yeah. And it
half
said,
news, Opie. Here we go.
And it said, "I don't know if it's even millennials, aren't we? Are we?
This whole story's falling apart.
Are we on?
This is like the Challenger coming back into the fucking to land.
Are we on to another like group? Aren't we past millennials now? Aren't we on to something new? Fernando, what are they now?
What's the before after the millennials? Generation Z, right? Gen Z."
He goes Gen Z or garbage.
Or garbage. I love that. And this article where I read the first Gen paragraph, Z. They basically said this group, whatever it is, maybe it's millennials still, I don't know, that they're eating a lot less beef.
Yeah, well, it's chicken is
And then they
one.
Explained why, but I didn't get to that part.
Chicken is the number one protein right now by a lot.
Really?
But only this side of the world. The rest of the world, I think, eats goats.
No, goat is the number one meat in the world. I do know that.
But the United States chicken has overtaken
overtaken
red meat, which is fine. That's fine.
I feel bad I called you a pig. I was just trying to be fun.
You said it for real. You're like, you're a pig.
No, I did not. See, that's why I'm bringing it up again. I don't want you to think that. There is one thing I want to say about Des Bishop. So he was there when his father died.
Right.
And you want to hear what he did to his father right after his father died?
Obviously, I do.
Basically, his father was very vain, and he died. And Des noticed that right after he died, his mouth drooped to the left. Like, the left side of his mouth was droopy.
Right.
And he knows that his dad was very vain, and they were going to call over, like, family members to, you know, to pay their respects, and he was upstairs. So Des had a few moments, so he was trying to fix his mouth. So he didn't look as goofy.
Oh,
he couldn't really get it to work. And then at that point, his brother was in the room, and I think his mom. So he started using his dead dad like a ventriloquist dummy, and he started mimicking his dad's voice and moving his mouth.
Oh, that's fucking dark.
Isn't that dark? That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I was laughing until that last part.
Isn't that creepy? And he tells me this, and I'm like, am I supposed to laugh? I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
Yeah, you just have to let that story, just let him run its course. Just let him, you got to run out the clock on shit like that.
And he goes, and I really knew how to do my dad's voice well, so everyone was laughing.
What else?
How's the restaurant?
Restaurant's doing great, man. You know, the restaurant's doing good. A lot of fans from the podcast come. And what's good about being in New York and being, you know, having an expensive restaurant, it weeds out the weirdos. You know what I mean? Like, so everyone that comes is really nice. Right. Really nice. There was a girl that came here a couple days ago, and her husband didn't know about the podcast, but she was a fan of the podcast, and he was furious.
Why was he furious?
Because she was, like, giddy to meet me, and so she...
So he figured out the reason why they're in this restaurant.
Right, so he started putting it all together. He's like, so she didn't say anything to him, so she was probably like, oh, I want to try this new Cuban restaurant. Meanwhile, she's fangirling here. And he's furious. Furious. And she was cute, and I didn't give a fuck. I'm sending free empanadas.
you and your empanadas.
They work.
That's currency for you.
It's currency. Right. I'm like, oh, she's hot. Free empanadas.
The freaking empanadas are delicious here. My God. I'm hoping that maybe Carl gives me a few to take home to my family.
The kitchen's still closed.
You sure about that? I was upstairs.
I could do something for you.
Could you give me four this time?
You autistic fuck. Just every time you come here, you just slide down that rainbow and you fucking go here, slide down the spectrum. Half news OP.
Well, who gives three when you have four family members?
Well, I don't sell things according to the size of your family. This isn't a fucking soup kitchen. How many kids you have? Six? Okay, six empanadas.
Let the record show that Carl's very generous when it comes to me. That is the truth, but
oh my God.
The empanadas left a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, fuck. I had a split one. It was so good. They're so good.
Yeah, we'll hook you up, bro. I got hit on fucking on Yelp. This guy came in, and the minute he came in, I knew. He's going to give you a bad Yelp review. There's nothing I can do about it. He was just a dick. And
so did he come in here purposely to be a dick, you think?
Yeah. So he writes this long review and on how the music's too loud, the food's too expensive, the portions are too small. Just textbook. Never said anything was bad. Just
can I be the one?
Yeah.
All that's bullshit.
Yeah.
The music is at a perfect level. And you get live music.
It's a Cuban restaurant. If you hate music, don't come here.
Right. No, but I've been here. The music is perfect.
Go eat at the library. Go eat on the steps of the library if you want.
I don't know. The only song I knew in the 2 hours I was here the other day was Oye Come Va.
God, that made me angry just to sing that. It's so
Oye Come Va. Fernando! Hey! Me and Fernando. He's laughing. But my point is, the Latin music's amazing, but I don't know any of it, and I still enjoyed the hell out of it.
Live. So you said the band was too loud.
That's not true.
I know. So, but then he showed his hand. He couldn't keep the hate in. So at the last part of his fucking Yelp fucking tirade, he goes, I think the chef should stop posting pictures of hot dogs and hamburgers on his Instagram and concentrate more on his restaurant. I go, there he is. There he is. Just a hater.
That's all it was.
That was it.
That the two have nothing to do with each other.
No.
And the portions are very, very nice here. Well, I mean, really
the portions
nice.
Were small for him because his giant wife was wood chipping. It was like a wood chipper.
Why do people get so annoyed because you post pictures on Instagram?
It's just like what?
Like you came up with a thing for social media, and people get so annoyed by it. Who are you writing now? What?
This is all day.
That's a new one?
Yeah.
Can I read this one?
Go ahead.
It says, I won't say the name, obviously. This is a different one, I guess. Yeah. This isn't the one that left her watch.
Yeah.
This one says...
This one left a pair of socks.
You need to stop playing games and wife me up. But then she goes with the LOL and a lot of, like, you know, laughing faces. And then Carl just writes, this is what I meant by my comment. As far as leading him on, you go, stop by. Oh, she goes, I'm working. I can't. And then she goes, can I read this shit?
Go ahead.
Oh, and then she's, I will be done with this craziness on the 17th. So I want them. I want them lips. You've come a long way. I will be stopping by then.
And that's it.
Always be closing. Carl is closing. I honestly think it's awesome because I know. I remember driving home from Rochester with you. By the way, those pictures and videos popped up. It was 2 years ago that we did our awesome trip to...
That's a hot black girl right there.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Very... wow. Very nice. Very nice black girl. And now she's showing off her lips.
Well, I told her I wanted them.
And now you're writing, yum!
I'm going to hell.
So, listen, I remember it was 2 years ago. We went to Rochester, had a great time, made all these videos and stuff, and then we drove home, and I dropped you off at your house.
Okay.
And you got instantly depressed and didn't want to go inside. And do you remember we hung out in my car for like an extra 10 or 15 minutes, yes, even though we just drove 7 hours to get you home?
I just didn't want to go into that hell.
And I felt so bad for you. And then fast forward, you obviously figured it out, and you know, you're now divorced. That's why I love all this stuff for you. And I was
just
kidding.
Picking around.
No, I was kidding,
Mr. Piggy.
But I saw it in your eyes. I was kidding. I was trying to be a, you know, I was just trying to be a dick. No, I'm happy for you, Carl, for real.
Yeah. So that's what's got. So we're having fun, and it's all day long. So they say I don't lead them on. Kind of right. Hello?
And then the picture you sent me today, is that any of these girls? Or is that a third one?
That was this morning.
That was this morning? Yeah. Well, I mean, these are the pictures I've talked about on past podcasts. I'm like, oh, Carl's checking in. And I click on your text. I'm like, oh, my God!
Caliglia!
What does Carl have to say? Oh, nothing!
Throw your phone across the room.
Fuck, my phone is broken! The shit you send me, I'm like, and then I don't even know how to respond sometimes.
No response. It's just, you know, just understand what's happening.
I understand.
Understand what's happening in your buddy's life. You know
what I mean? Right.
He's in a war zone. Unbelievable, man. That's a good time, though.
Good times, good times. And that's it. I think you're getting ready to open up once again here at La Cubana from Booth 76.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Is that Dunkin' Donuts?
No, Staple. Oh,
Staple. How do we confuse a paper for a box of donuts?
We should go for donuts.
You want to go get a donut?
Yeah, I want to go get a donut.
Where?
The Donut Pub.
How far is it?
Your credit card's company's calling your fraud protection.
How do you know this is credit card?
I can just tell.
Hold on. Hello. No hablo inglés. That was one of those last chance calls.
What's the last chance
call? I don't know. The last chance on something.
What? It doesn't even make sense. That makes zero fucking sense.
Well, they said it's a last chance. And it was, you know, it was a recorded message.
Have you watched the political, those Democratic debates?
Yeah, it was a bunch of horse shit.
Oh, my God.
What are the Democrats doing? Let me sum it up for you.
They had 4 years to figure it out, and this is, I got
to
tell you.
They had 4 years to figure it out, and this is, look, Trump's a racist, period. But the other side doesn't have a clue how to take him out in the next election. They don't have a clue. Biden is too old.
Did you see Biden?
Everyone else was giving out their website. He's like, 3-5-X-T-B. I'm like, what are you doing?
Control, Alt, Delete.
Right. Asterisk, smiley face, and a fist pump.
He's not going to make it.
And then he wasn't finishing sentences. But then the Democrats are so stupid because they feel like they have to take out the front runner, which is Biden. So they're like, how do we take out Biden? We attack Obama's policies. But the fact is, look, a lot of people, you know, that will be voting in the next election, they don't like Obama, of course. Okay, but when you're a Democrat, supposedly his approval rating something like 97% with Democrats. Huh. So why Obama? So why are you attacking Obama's policies to try to take out Biden? People are not going to like that.
I'm bored.
you asked me if I saw the debates. What were you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say something interesting.
That wasn't interesting. That was some fucking talking head shit.
You called me a pig.
I already explained. Fernando, did I mean it when I called him a pig?
No.
Thank you. He knows. You're a little sensitive.
Right? So here's my thing.
Yeah.
I called it the minute Trump came down those escalators, I called it. You remember I said he's going to win.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. I watched these debates. Now, as far-fetched as this sounds, I watched it. This can't be real. Like, these people can't really be serious, right? I think this is a Trojan horse. I think they're gonna keep these guys in the media, and they're gonna whittle them down to half. There's like 20 of them, right?
Yeah, they'll be down to half within a month.
They'll be down within a month.
They'll be down to 10.
As soon as it starts getting close, and these guys are eating each other alive, Hillary's going to jump in.
Man, I was thinking that. I swear to God, a few days ago, I'm like, why wouldn't she jump in at this point?
She's going
to
jump in, and she's going to look like the savior.
I swear I was thinking that same thing, Carl.
She's
going to jump
in because she's staying real fucking quiet.
Yeah, I was wondering why she's staying so fucking quiet. And why is Obama staying quiet?
Obama's staying quiet. Obama didn't endorse... The minute I figured it out was when Obama didn't endorse Biden.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Hillary's coming.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And she doesn't want to do a full campaign because she obviously has health problems and stuff like that. And she doesn't want the exposure from the media. So she's going to wait till the last second.
She'll come in late.
She's going to come. She's going to flank Trump.
That's really interesting. But I was watching.
All the big guys, like all her people, are just silent.
I was watching the debates last week, and they were all trying to explain their health care plan. I was lost, and I was really trying to focus. Like, what is their plan for health care in America? Because I think that's the biggest issue facing Americans. I couldn't follow it. Oh, wait. We got another text coming, and this is way more important. So you wrote, morning, hungover.
At 105.
At 105, morning, hungover. So this is another one.
Right.
And she wrote, can I read these?
Damn.
I'm sorry, honey. Wish I was there to kiss you.
That's so nice.
And then she said, just start a 3-hour conference call. Who's that? Is that another one?
No, this is Artie.
Oh, Artie.
He's my friend.
Okay, good.
You got to have friends.
Yeah, so, no, but they're trying to give their health care plan. And I'm like, I was falling asleep watching this. I'm like, do you understand who you're going to go against? He's going to name call and do all this horse shit, and yeah, you're sitting there like, and my plan is that blah, 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 blah. Everyone has heard the blah, 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 blah shit.
It's unbelievable.
So you got to, like, figure out how to stand out now.
But there was nobody that felt presidential in that whole fucking thing, and that's why I'm like, fucking Hillary's just going to come out of nowhere, because if this is what the DNC thinks is a fucking lineup, they're crazy. You know who was a product of the media, wasn't a real thing, was Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, he stinks.
What?
Dude, he is the biggest hack. And man, he was hot for like 2 days, and now he's so hateable. He has like a Keanu Reeves like delivery with everything. You notice that?
He doesn't know what to do with his limbs. Like, he's always
he's goofy and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And not believable when
he
talks.
Shaggy. Shaggy. He's running for president.
And then I said it to Des Bishop, Elizabeth Warren. She looks like she has fleas. Thank you. I don't think he laughed as hard as you just laughed.
Really funny. I would use that just randomly.
Right. You have fleas.
It looks like she doesn't shower a lot or something because she's one of those. Oh my God! I almost said broads. Yeah, are you allowed to say broads these days?
No, nothing.
Fuck. She's one of these people. Let's say. You know, when they start wearing the, you can't trust anyone that wears the same clothes every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, she has like 20 versions of that, so she's always clean. But when you're putting on the exact same thing every day, you can't trust those people.
She looks like a typical suburban principal of a high school. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a prestigious one.
I know. She looks like she works at a Catholic school.
Catholic school. Exactly. That's a Catholic school head.
Really nice, but will hit you with that fucking ruler for thinking about sex in the middle of class.
How dare you think about the devil's holes?
The devil's holes. I like that. Yeah, I don't think the Democrats, I don't know.
Bro,
they don't have a plan.
That's the bad news bears right there. And that's why I'm saying it has to be. I mean, Biden is not.
Right.
Biden looked great under the cover of Obama. Obama was one of the best speakers, one of the most charismatic presidents we've ever had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then this flub, yeah. This jughead, he's a jughead.
And if you want to find
like one of those people that smile when they drive,
that's really good. Fernando liked that one.
There's those people that are so stupid they smile when they drive.
We're getting a lot of laughs out of Fernando, so I know this one's a good episode. Yeah. And if you need to find out more info on my health care, go to 79 Spaceship.
BottleRocket.com.
Dot org.com.
Mess.
Everyone else was so smooth. And then it was just their name.com. Right. And he's like, five.
Here comes his can falling down the stairs. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. This stupid plastic cup. What am I supposed to do with this now? Oh, more spillage. How is there possibly more stuff to spill out of this thing?
Jesus, Opie.
I'm sorry, Carl. I get excited when I see you. All right, we're going to go get a donut. That sounds like a good idea. All right. Anything you want to promote?
Nope.
I don't want to promote anything either.
What are you going to promote?
I'll be back on the beach within hours. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I'm in this city in my giant apartment wearing shoes. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get an Aero mattress so I can not sleep on the floor and flush.
Oh, you didn't explain the mattress thing.
All right, so.
Can we end with this?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but it is weird to wear shoes, that's all. I'm lucky. I know I'm lucky. I know. I know. But I'm older than you, too. Maybe when you get to my age, you'll be having the same luxuries.
I need a mattress now. Don't let me die on the floor.
Okay. Jesus.
Send Des Bishop to fix my face.
He's good at it, though.
Oh, that's so
I think weird. I could continue podcasting. Relations.
So here's So I was dating this girl in Jersey. I told you a story.
The one I know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Are you guys in a better place?
No.
It's still bad.
It's bad.
Sorry to hear that in a way.
So she, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But that's where my mattress, so my purple mattress is in her garage with my guy's grocery game trophy and everything, and she's keeping it all hostage.
No.
Yeah, she won't give it to me.
Let's get the gang together. That'd be a fun podcast.
The last thing I want to do is get
it. We got to get the trophy. Fuck the mattress.
What the fuck am I going to do with a trophy in Queens?
It's a cool trophy.
They'll make a knockoff of it in 3 days. They'll be selling my trophy all over Flushing. This girl just went nuts and just...
So she's got your purple mattress.
She's got all my stuff. it's just been very hard for me because she kept all this shit and she's like holding it hostage and she has my passport, my birth certificate. So Gloria's like rebuilding my identity. I'm out here like a ghost. She kept everything.
For real?
For real.
Come on.
It's fucking weird, man.
Let's go up there.
I don't know. It's all right.
And get your shit.
Well, you know me.
Let's get Gizmo.
Are you just saying things now?
No,
Gizmo,
I remember.
Choked you out. He's going to help us.
Yeah, Gizmo. Let's get him on our side. No. And Tex-Mex and...
When it's over, it's over. I move on.
Yeah, but she's got to give your shit back.
Well, I got
you weren't bad to her.
No, but she thinks I was, so...
You explained everything, every step of the way.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. You didn't see it that way.
All right, so that's why you need the mattress. All right, let's go get a donut and a mattress.
Fucking let's do this.